This is the Game On TV podcast on gameontv.com.au.
Hi, and welcome to Game On TV podcast. I'm Tim.
I'm Jason.
And this is an episode we don't even want to count anymore. It's so, so far down the track.
We're in the 20s, and after your 21st birthday, nobody really cares.
No.
Until you're 30, really.
Yeah, and then nobody cares.
Yeah.
I should know.
Yeah.
So should you.
I do. We are recording here. It's the 11th of the 11th of the 11th. We're recording just a little bit after 11.
Actually, we started at 11:11.
It's 11:11, yeah. There we go.
There you go.
This is the most, well, it's not entirely binary. I mean, we're completely on. nothing is off here. I'm actually very off. I'm very tired.
So when you ask the question, where were you at the 11th, the 11th, the 11th, at the 11th hour, at the 11th minute?
Yeah.
We're doing this.
Locked in a booth.
Yes.
Yep.
Massive amount of games this week. Massive amount of movie stuff this week.
A hell of a lot of news circulating around. A lot of releases. It's. I mean, we're at the business end of the season, I guess.
Yeah.
It's building up to Christmas.
Yep.
Yep.
Very excited. And I've had too much excitement for 1 week, really. It was my birthday earlier
this
week.
It was your birthday. And what present did you get that was better than anything?
Modern Warfare 3.
Yes.
I got the very first copy at midnight. Technically, it wasn't my birthday because it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning. My birthday was on the Monday. But I was there at, you know, Monday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, stayed up. And I think I've been stuffed up ever since because I've stayed up so late playing the game. And am I loving it or what? I've actually got the Harden edition. Now, you had the Harden edition as well.
Nice.
But the
sitting in a box behind me?
Yeah. What was it doing in the box behind you?
Just sitting.
Oh, sitting.
Sitting.
I thought you said something else.
No.
It's like, wow, that's interesting.
It could be doing that as well. I haven't played it yet. I don't know what it's doing in the box behind me.
But it's, it's the Harden edition comes with all the DLC and, you know, all the extra sort of themes and things.
Yeah.
Like that. But actually comes with a really, really cool little notebook, like a passport sort of thing, which has like handwritten stuff in there, even though it's not handwritten.
Yeah,
it looks handwritten. It has got like some photos stuck in there. But this is the crazy thing. I have the Harden edition, which is, I think, retail about $160.
Yeah.
I have it on both the PlayStation and the Xbox. I have the Harden edition on both. So I am a fanboy of this series. That
you
is
do
for
enjoy
sure.
it.
But it's been interesting listening to the reviews. A lot of the critics, you know, and myself think it's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a whole movement on the internet that is just pantsing this game.
Really?
Absolutely pantsing it. And their whole point is that, you know, it's just like the last game, just prettier.
Yeah.
And my answer is, yeah, that's exactly it. It's Modern Warfare 3. It's an enhanced version of Modern Warfare 2. And they're like, oh, but no, you know, it's just the same thing, just with different maps and better graphics and a different user interface. And so it should be called Modern Warfare 2.5.
Yeah.
Like, these are the comments. And you're like, you know, I sort of sat there and there's Sam, one of the guys who works here.
Yeah.
He's been rubbing in my face going,
really?
Going, you know, Battlefield's not getting that sort of response. I'm like, well, Battlefield 3 is the same as Battlefield 2, just a better graphic and more advanced. And
yeah.
He sort of went, oh, yeah, I didn't think of it that way. And I said, you know, FIFA. Let's take FIFA. People like playing FIFA. If I picked up FIFA and went, oh, man, it's soccer again.
Yeah.
Surely that's got to be something. Yes, I am saying, right, I am a fanboy of Modern Warfare 3 and of the Call of Duty series. But the reality is this. It is that game. You aren't getting, I've said it from day one, you are not getting anything different.
Yeah.
You are getting a more enhanced version of the game that I love.
Well, see, I would actually disagree with that. And I mean, admittedly, I've not played it, you know, so how can I disagree? But the thing for me was, I mean, obviously for you, the game is pretty much close to perfection.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can't really improve on perfection. So it comes out, it's more or less the same. It's still perfect.
But it's actually, no, they have improved it. They've improved it a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It is something so different. I mean, with the new support perks and the assault perks and the specialty
this
perks.
This is the thing. This is why I'm saying it's not Modern Warfare 2, because I had zero interest in playing multiplayer in Modern Warfare 2. And, you know, a few weeks back at the multiplayer launch event that we went to, I was loving the multiplayer. So whatever tweaks they have done to that, and they might just be slight, but they are certainly enough for me. I mean, look, I'm quite happy to admit I am the person that dies a lot. So perks and all of this sort of stuff, I was never getting anyway because I was dying constantly.
Yep.
You know, but that's the thing is with the support mechanic in the multiplayer, your kill streaks don't dissipate die.
That's right. And the thing that I've also found, there's heaps of new upgrades.
Yep.
Like before with the perks, you used to have, I think there's, you know, I don't know, 10 perks that you could have. There's like 30 perks that you have in this one. And you have so many weapons. The weapons are just upgrading. And you have 80 levels of experience points to get to, right? Which is a lot.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you bounce through the levels really quickly now because there's so many things unlocking that you basically, all you're hearing is the unlocking sound. So you feel like you're achieving all the time, and so I think it's great. Graphically it's amazing. The levels I'm starting to get my head around. There's actually a couple of levels which I hadn't played before, which are only available on the team games.
Yep.
So if you play a lot of free-for-all, you won't get those team sort of base levels.
Yep.
So I jumped in a couple of kill confirm games, loving it.
Yep.
It's just great. Look, a lot of people are going to say they're game of the year, maybe even Skyrim. You know, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. But, you know, and there's plenty of, you know, L.A. Noir. There's a lot of big games. Driver was a bit of a surprise for us all.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's just this is everything I wanted in a Modern Warfare game.
Yeah.
And it's it has not disappointed. So for all those people who are poo-pooing it and saying it's just the exact same game, I say to you, yeah, it is, but it's heaps better.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because you are a Battlefield fan or whatever. I mean, there's a real weird rivalry between the two. It's like they can't exist together.
It's also, you know, it's very similar to, for example, the DC versus Marvel argument.
Right.
It's just whenever one is up, which Modern Warfare has been up pretty much since it launched. You know, Battlefield has been the bridesmaid to that since it launched.
Yep.
If you're the bridesmaid, you are violent. You attack at any chance you can get.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the one negative criticism that I've heard about Modern Warfare 3 is it's just starting to feel maybe the franchise is a bit tired. But also, from what I've heard, based on this story mode, this isn't going to continue in this way.
No.
They're going to really change the game with the next release.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, I've only played a little bit of the story mode. Yes, I've played the story mode.
Hey!
There you go. I got into that. And it's great. It is great. It's intense.
Yep.
And there's this great scene right at the beginning. No spoilers, right at the beginning.
Well,
you're about to see, but I'm just going to tell you that you end up getting into a gunfight because you're in New York City.
Yeah.
You end up getting in a gunfight in a jewelry store. And you think about, you know, a jewelry store, it's all made of glass.
Yeah.
So everything's glass. So you're trying to hide behind things, but you can't because it's just bullets are going through the glass. So just glass is being shattered everywhere.
That's great.
And you're kind of taking cover and you go, oh, hang on, I'm not taking cover behind anything. It's just like bullets are coming through this thing. So it's at that level in detail that, you know, depending on what you're standing behind, you know, depends on how much damage you take. And it's just great. It's just, you know, and you start off with the name, your name's Frost.
Yeah, yeah.
For your first character. Yeah. And I'm thinking that's just aliens.
Well, Frost is from the last game.
No. Frost is no.
I feel like Frost was in the last game.
You gotta go back and play it.
I might. I played it at release and didn't really go back much after that. So it's been about 2 years of me not playing Call of Duty. But I'll see how we go.
Yeah. So there you go. So that was obviously my big birthday bash.
Yeah.
Got that and I was very happy. Actually the guy at EB, I'm going to throw out the name.
Yeah.
So I bought it from EB. And it was midnight launch, and he'd recognized me from Game On. And he was like, oh, man, you're that games reviewer. And I was like, yeah. And so we're having a chat, and I looked around because there's like, I don't know, about 100 people that rocked up there. And I looked around, and I was the only person in the store. And I went, sort of, what's going on? And he goes, oh, we're getting everyone to line up outside so we can get an ordered line so we can get it. And I thought, oh, man, that means I'm way back at the end of the line. I went, oh, he goes, oh, no, don't worry about you, man. You're first. And I was just like, wow, that's awesome, dude. So I was very happy. So I said, well, here's my receipt and everything. And it was about 5 to midnight. And I said, here's my receipt. And you may as well get it ready. So he got it all ready. So come the stroke of midnight, bang, he went, there you are, which basically meant that was probably the first legal person, because I know people had sort of downloaded things and stuff. But certainly one of the first legal copies to be sold was me that night at midnight. So happy birthday to me. I was pumping and very full of excitement. But that's not the only game that was given released and sent to us this week.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah,
it's swimming in games.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, there's the big release, the big thing that I've been excited about since we got started, really. We can't really talk about it here because we're not allowed to talk about it, but we did get a copy of Halo Combat Evolved.
Yes.
Which I'm really looking forward to jumping into.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll have time to do that.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
But, you know, one of the ones that was sent to me, which I've just been so excited about, Black IP's experience.
Yeah. I mean, we've been, back and forth on the Twitters about this one because...
Boom, gotta get IP, it's not Rockstar.
Yeah.
Like, SingStar.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be even better. Yes.
Mental image.
Yep.
Me dancing to the Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all I gotta
say. It's
going
to be good. Are you going to be doing, like, throwing a baseball around and, you know, kicking it and doing soccer skills? Not a baseball, a bowling ball?
A bowling ball,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I it sounds painful.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could break my 3D TV that I love so much.
I mean, I think that's your one-line review for the Black Eyed Peas experience. It sounds painful. So let's move on from that.
Yeah, no, they just sent me that. But look, in all honesty, they did send me that, and I will have a look at that. And the thing that surprised me about the Black Eyed Peas experience is that when I first saw it, I thought, oh, God, are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be so painful.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I went to the Ubisoft launch for all the games that were coming out, they had it playing and the people are dancing. And I'm not a massive dancer. I'm the guy who's not on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the one with the drink in the hand going,
yeah,
how you doing?
All the headphones on just to...
Well, that's me DJing.
Bopping your head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Living the dream. But, it's very rare...
Bopping the head, by the way, not copping head. I didn't say that. It's not copping the head. Sorry. Go on.
Between that and what you're, what's going on behind you in your box.
I don't know what's going on. We're becoming a risque podcast.
Something's going on. The thing is that they got a lot of hits.
The Black Eyed Peas.
They got a lot of hits, man.
Yeah, look, and some of them are pretty good. I'm wondering, my big thing is, because my favourite Black Eyed Peas song was...
Where Is the Love?
No, it was the Spin That Wheel. I can't even remember the name of it. It was the only song I quite enjoyed. It was the one they did with Macy Gray.
Request Line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See the
listen,
DJ.
There's no old DJ here. Oh, you mean Request Line?
Yeah.
No, I don't have it. That's great. Actually, I'll tell you what. It is an interesting thing because, as you know, I don't have a Kinect, and I've been trying to, convince the girlfriend that I need to get one. It's
right.
I've been saying, listen, we're getting sent these games for review. I can't review any of them. Tim's doing it all. I need to buy a Kinect. Oh, we don't know. It's a waste of money. All this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Got home this week, she said, I was watching TV tonight, there was an ad for Just Dance 3 or Just Dance 2.
Ah.
I want to get a Kinect. Well, okay, they're doing exactly what they should be doing, which is getting non-gamers into gaming. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's really good to see, have that palpable personal experience of, the Kinect doing what the Wii was doing, which is bringing casual gamers in. So hopefully... I'll be able to pick up a Kinect because, Xbox have got their holiday bundle. $149 for a Kinect and you get Fruit Ninja.
Yeah.
Gunstringer.
Yeah.
And, Kinect Adventures, the one that launched with it.
No, look, all three of those are really fun games.
Yeah.
And of course, the Season Sports 2 is a lot of fun.
Yes.
It is actually a lot of fun.
I've got it still in plastic, so...
Oh, no,
I gotta bust it out.
You should. So look, I'm having fun with the Kinect.
Yeah.
But it is. It's very much what the Wii would have been if I kept using the Wii.
Yeah.
Which
absolutely.
I don't. But because Nintendo fail.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. A couple of things. Speaking of failing, my PlayStation this week.
Yeah. So you got Uncharted 3.
I got Uncharted 3.
Yeah.
And I stuck in there and I went, this game's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And the titles came up and it was great. You know, it starts off and I'm going to, again, spoiler alert for the opening title sequence.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Starts off and you press buttons, like triangle and you learn how to fight and do all that sort of stuff. You know, you're in a pool table and the fight breaks out and I get thrown through a window.
Yeah.
And which is right at the beginning, like the credits are coming up as this happens. You get thrown through the window. And as you're flying down through the window, what happens is that your PlayStation explodes. Like literally explodes.
Yeah, cool.
And and I went, wow, that's a powerful game.
Yeah.
It blew my PlayStation up. So how's this?
Yeah.
Dead PlayStation again.
Yeah.
what is going on, Sony?
Yeah, that's...
I rang them up and they said, well, yeah, what's going on? And I said, well, this is now dead. Like, you've lost my hard drive for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I got the yellow light of death.
Yeah.
And now the new one that you've sent me doesn't work. And he said, I don't know if it's under warranty still, mate. And I said, that's fine. I'm very interested about, you know, actually putting it in front of a car and running over it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to do with this machine.
Yeah.
It is terrible at the moment. And he said, no, don't be like that. We'll fix it.
Yeah.
And if we can't fix it, we'll just get you a new one.
Yeah, right.
And I said, okay, that's great.
See, the problem is, you got me a new one. This one blew up. He said, yeah, hang on. Let me just check your gamer tag. It is Taliban Timo, isn't it? Oh, he sent it to the wrong guy.
It's a bit like that, isn't it? I don't know what's going on, but the thing is that I don't have a Blu-ray player now. I'm out of Blu-ray player. I'm out, you know, there's nothing There's nothing good can come from
being
it.
Without a Blu-ray, that is an issue because you may have missed, you know, QuickFlix has actually launched. It's already on the
Sony. I wouldn't know. Wouldn't know because my Drake's Fortune, or what is it, Uncharted 3.
Uncharted 3, yeah.
I keep calling it Drake's Fortune because it's the first one.
Yeah.
But I never called it Uncharted. I always called it Drake's Fortune.
Yeah.
And so it was always Drake's Fortune 2. And then I was like, no, it's not. It's Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2, in the company of thieves.
Right. And so this one I'm saying, oh, Drake's Misfortune.
Yeah.
By blowing up my PlayStation.
Your PlayStation, yeah.
So I haven't seen any of the QuickFlix stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
It's nothing to be excited. I think that's actually what's there at the moment is really just their placeholder. It's a $15 a month subscription.
Yep.
All you can eat at the moment, it's all old films. You know, their featured films are Jerry Maguire.
That's worth $15.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have to wait until, I'm going to assume around Christmas time we're going to start seeing some new releases and stuff like that. I'm hoping it's just placeholder, or this is going to be one of the greatest mishits of recent history, I'm going to say.
Microsoft were really worried about it, weren't they?
Yeah, they were,
And maybe they're laughing now.
Yeah, they could be.
They're going, is that what they were doing? Right.
He's going to sit there wanting to go back to the old Microsoft conference and go, oh, well, if you want Jerry Maguire.
Exactly. Off you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's on Uncharted, did you know on its opening day it sold 3.8 million copies?
I saw that, yeah.
It's a lot of copies.
It's not a small amount.
And you know what? If that Uncharted effect actually takes place across every single PlayStation, that's 3.8 million, then there's a lot of blown-up PlayStations going on.
Their console sales are going to go up again. This is a Sony ploy to get back to the heap, top of the heap in the console sales.
They're on their way.
Yeah.
Another game that came across my desk and your desk now, it's also behind you, next to your Modern Warfare.
Just doing things with my Modern Warfare
box. We were sent a copy of GoldenEye Reloaded.
Yes, I saw you'd jumped on last night, played a little bit of it.
The night before, two nights ago.
Yeah.
Whenever it was. Look, I did. It was one of those things. First of all, I got to say, awesome.
Yeah?
It was a lot of fun. I was a massive fan of the original game. And it's like the original game, just it looks a lot nicer, obviously. It's all high def. Very comic-y sort of graphics-wise. It's not sort of realistic in the Modern Warfare sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It sort of keeps into that sort of Nintendo-esque feel.
Yeah, beautiful.
What I thought was really interesting was I tried to get online to do the multiplayer, could not get into the server.
Yeah,
so
right.
I tried for about 10 minutes. I went, damn this, I'm going back on the Modern Warfare 3 and playing that because I don't want to waste any more time.
Actually, talk to me about this because I heard that Elite was also having trouble.
Elite is having trouble.
Yeah.
If you want to try and log in to do anything from... if you want to log in from your PC or your iPad or any, it will not let you in.
Yeah, right.
You can log in via your PlayStation or via your Xbox.
Right.
PC's not down. PC is down, so any sort of PC stuff isn't working.
Yeah.
And you get in there and there's nothing to do. There's nothing to, you know, sort of, it's very limited at the moment.
Yeah, right.
And that's something Battlefield 3 does have working for it. All that stuff works fine.
Yeah.
So their Facebook integration on Modern Warfare 3 is not working. It's a fail. It's an absolute fail for that. So if you've gone out and you've bought your hardened edition, which comes with a lead, well, you're like me. I've got two copies.
Yeah.
Not working.
Word from Activision is that they are desperately, they're working on it. They're trying to get it fixed as fast as possible. But, I mean, you know, I know that when I'm in jewellery stores that are being shot up, I'm desperate to get on the Twitters with a, you know, just came in to buy a necklace, hashtag this F my life. I don't know.
You had a late night last night.
I had a very late night last night. In fact, I would say about 8 hours ago, I was still singing nonsense like "Summer of '69."
That is nonsense. You know,
who wouldn't want to be doing that? That hey, listen. Can I talk to you about something exciting? It's an exciting time of year. A lot of games being released, a lot of big titles being released, and I know a lot of people are very excited for the RPG. You know, there's some big RPGs coming out. And, obviously, I'm going to talk about the big RPG release, Lord of the Rings, War in the North.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should talk about both.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been playing Lord of the Rings, War in the North, this week. You know, last week you mentioned, because I'm such a fan of Dragon Age, that you know, it'd probably be right up my alley. It's weird because Dragon Age was really the game that kind of got me into RPG. Certainly fantasy RPG games, because I'm not really a huge... fantasy RPG player, and I think I told you when I got Dragon Age, I was like, okay, I might get into it eventually, and when I did, like, I was hooked and addicted, and it's kind of the thing that I've got to say about War in the North. As much as I wanted to enjoy it, it kind of had all of the elements that I thought Dragon Age was going to be. The lack of character customization was an issue. You're stuck with three characters.
Yep.
And the difference in gameplay for each three character isn't that huge.
No.
We haven't had a chance to jump on yet and do a three-player game, which is where I think actually that game will come into its own, you know, when you've got a three-player co-op scenario kind of happening. But at the moment, yeah, it's just, it looks okay. It's, you know, some of the graphics are pretty bad. You know, a lot of the character designs are a bit glitchy, I found.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was a little undersold. You know, Lord of the Rings hasn't had a good hit with their game releases, and I think they had a lot of hope behind this one. But I don't see that War in the North is going to be the game that vitalizes the gaming franchise for Lord of the Rings.
No, I don't think it. I agree with that. To me, it always seemed a bit too late in the game.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to do anything, then surely you'd be focusing on Hobbit stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be working that in. But in saying that, I actually really enjoyed it. I just found the little sequences, like the levels, too short. There wasn't really anything to explore.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, and I guess that's when you compare that to the big launch that came out today and, well, technically yesterday because embargo broke again.
And it broke street date, yep.
Yep. Yeah. But technically it was supposed to be out today, which is Skyrim.
Yep.
You know, I'm far more interested in having a look at that game because it is so much more open and it's, you know, you have the ability to explore a really vast world at your choosing.
Yeah, it's really in-depth. And, it's a dense-looking game. I spent Giant Bomb were doing a bit of a just a playthrough of it. They've been doing sort of a 12-hour look at it sort of thing. So I was having a look at that this morning just before I came in. And, it looks amazing. And it is that thing. Yeah, it's. I mean, the problem is, I think War in the North, if it was released at a different time, it'd be fine. But I think it's going to get buried under Skyrim.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's a pity because... Look, there's some good qualities to the game, but unfortunately, for me, it's a bit of a fail.
Yep, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's been going on also. A lot of movie stuff has been happening.
Can I stop you before we get on to movies? Because there are two iPhone games that I do want to talk about.
Oh, look out, ladies.
You know, it's kind of like we've got this huge amount of stuff, huge amount of games. It's kind of weird to be talking about iPhone games. But one got released yesterday that uses the Unreal engine, which I think you might want to check out. It's called Epoch.
Yeah, right.
Essentially, you're a robot. It's a shooter.
Yeah.
Sort of a third person shooter, but it's basically just, you know, cover based. Here you are. It looks amazing. I've only got about half an hour into it. You know, you're trying to get to this place to save this princess.
Can't leave the princess.
Yeah, yeah. It's very Terminator-y.
Right.
I'll tell you what it really reminds me of, actually, was did you play Enslaved last year? The you know, sort of monkey
game? I didn't, no.
It was a surprisingly enjoyable game. I really did enjoy Enslaved, and I recommend actually checking it out if you get a chance. It's pretty cheap now. You can even buy it direct from the Xbox Marketplace. But It reminds me a bit of that. It's quite a good shootery experience for your iPhone and your iPad. It's about $6.99, I think.
$6.49. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. On the iPad. Yeah. Technology. To me, I'm just looking at it. It looks. Is it a third person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looks. It certainly looks nice.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of fun. I mean, it really does. It's as I say, it's running on Unreal technology.
Yep.
So. That's really a good game, and I do recommend that. The other one is quite an old game, but I feel I should mention it because it was brought to my attention last week, and I basically have drained my phone twice just playing this game. It's called Sword and Poker.
Sword and Poker.
Sword and Poker.
Right.
It's kind of your standard, like, old school RPG, almost text-based adventure. Like, you know, you point and go here, and you have an encounter. And your encounter with your enemies, rather than, you know, taking a swing and all of this sort of stuff, you play a modified version of poker against them, which, you know, and each, you know, hand that you get will deal damage to them. And as you go, you can upgrade your weapons. So, you know, like a three of a kind will do more damage, or a three of a kind might do more damage and poison them. So at the end of the round, they'll die. It's an incredibly simplistic concept for a game. So amazingly addictive. It's
it looks great. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
It was released in 2010.
Yep.
And it looks great.
It's amazing. It's a fantastic game. There are two versions of it. There's, you know, the Sword and Poker and the Sword and Poker 2. Both of them have got demo versions available. I highly recommend you go and check those out because it's a fun and addictive game. Perfect for exactly what an iPhone game should be. You're on the bus, jump on, have a quick game and stuff like that. It's amazing. It's really good. But let's now move on to movies.
I will indeed. Yeah. I've got to tell you that you heard about what Stinky Pants did this week.
Stinky Pants, Stinky Pants.
We talk about Stinky Pants all the time.
This has become the Stinky Pants poker. The man is an idiot. Let's be honest.
Well, I sort of thought something on Facebook from a mate of mine, Mikey Swartz, said something.
Yeah.
He said, I actually thought the man was, I didn't think he existed. I thought he was a practical joke. And like Alan Smithy.
Yeah, right.
And until he said this, and went, I did actually think he was a real person.
Yeah.
Because it was like, he was the guy who made all the bad films.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the quote is, and I'm by no means condoning what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's just, but it goes to show you what type of filmmaker he is. He was having a Q&A after his... Smash hit Tower Heist.
Yes.
Came out last week. He had a Q&A and somebody said, well, what's your process with rehearsals?
Yeah.
And his line, his quote was, rehearsals are for fags.
Yeah.
Which really sort of shows you where his head's at in regards to his movie processing.
Yeah.
Because he makes bad movies, and maybe that's because he doesn't rehearse.
Yeah, and he's very concerned with appearing like a tough guy
totally.
This sort of stuff. Yeah, he was, the problem was that he was going to be the, I guess, the on-the-night director of
producer.
The producer, yeah, of the Academy Awards ceremony. And they quickly kicked him off it.
No, he resigned. What happened, he actually, after he got into a lot of trouble, he resigned from his duties.
Well, it was, yes.
Publicly resigned.
Resign, he said no. They said resign, he said no. They said resign, and he went, you know what, I'm going to resign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, we can read between the lines, but I'm just saying publicly he resigned. But then what happened was that Eddie Murphy walked with him.
Yes.
So I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there. Everybody's, you know, I'm just what I'm thinking. If Eddie walks, which he has, Ricky Gervais, do it.
There's been some talk. I don't think they'll go there.
He's so good, though.
He's so very good. I reckon we're going to get Stephen Colbert. I think Colbert's going to do it. I think Jon Stewart's done it successfully.
Yeah, he did.
And I think they'll get Colbert in to do it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I think you're probably you're bang on there.
I think they're too scared to do Ricky. I think, you know, they've already got enough controversy.
Yes, that too.
With old Stinky Pants. I think they're going to want to try and sidestep it. Actually, another name that's been thrown in the hat, and I do think this would be a success, was to go as far against, you know, somebody going, oh, you're all fags or whatever, Is to get Neil Patrick Harris. Right.
He would be genius.
Well, he's done the Tony Awards for quite a few years, and he's actually very good at hosting the Tonys. So good. Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris would be a good one, I think.
I agree. Yeah. But he's, you know, he's TV, and that's where the problem. Well, Colbert's TV as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You know. Hey, we'll see how he goes.
Well, look, fingers crossed. If it's Neil Patrick Harris, I'd be very happy because he's an amazing talent and very funny.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I did while I was reading about this latest Stinky Pants thing. Did you hear about the issue that he had with Olivia Munn?
No, go on.
Okay, so Olivia Munn, who you might remember from, she did a show called Attack of the Show, and then she did a show called Perfect Couples, which only ran a season and stuff like that. But she basically released a book called Suck It, Wonder Woman, which was, you know, just her stories of her life.
Yep.
And one of the stories she was talking about was seeing some Hollywood director trying to, you know, kids put your earmuffs on, trying to jerk off his flaccid member while eating a prawn cocktail. And then it basically rumor started, and then it was more or less acknowledged that was Stinky Pants Ratner.
Well, he came out and said something about making sure all the women that he has sex with have STI tests and things like that, and that, you know, he made Lindsay Lohan do it when she was 19 because he just didn't know where she. And I'm like, could the guy drop any more names?
Well, and this was the problem, is he came out and he was on Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
So he was on Olivia Munn's old show.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, we you know, we were together for quite a while, but eventually I just got quite bored of her. Yeah. And so I moved on.
Yeah, that would be right.
And she came up and went, that didn't happen. And he said, like, you know, she was bitter, which is why she wrote that thing about me in the book. And he's since come out and said, no, it didn't happen, I lied. And you're like, come on, Pants! Stop stinking it up.
He's so stinky.
That's bad news.
You know what also is bad news?
Yeah.
Twilight fans are already lining up.
Are they really?
5 days before it actually starts, they're lining up to get tickets.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's got its market. I can't even look at a photo of Kristen or Kirsten or Kirsten Stewart or whatever her name is. She just miserable.
She's so unhappy, isn't she?
Misery guts.
She's so unhappy. Yeah.
Break a smile once. It's not, you're not mysterious. You're just a, oh. Actually, while we're on the subject of misery guts, Tim, do you like horses?
Well, no, I think Sarah Jessica Parker's had a day.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it. Opened number two in the Australian box office with 953,000 in its opening week. I don't know how you do it. Time and time again, the Australian box office is just a slap in the face. You know Tower Heist is going to open a number one here.
You do.
Yeah.
Who's in I Don't Know How She Does It?
Horseface and pretty much other people. I don't know. You know, she's... I don't know.
You don't know how she does it.
I don't know how she does it.
You don't know how she does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
All right. Well, Roland Emmerich's new film has been put on hold with Singularity, which I don't know if it's based on the game.
On the game, yeah. No.
Don't know. But Roland Emmerich finally did his first art house film.
Really?
Called Anonymous.
Oh, yes.
Which is the Shakespeare film.
That's him, yes.
Which just came out.
Dude, I totally forgot that was Roland Emmerich.
And... It was supposed to be a wide release.
Yep.
And then the studio went, you know what? It's more of an art house film. Let's just release it over three cinemas.
Yeah.
And so he's all grumpy, but they reckon that's not the reason why Singularity has been put on hold.
Right.
But sources close and far, there's rumor that he's just a bit angry at the studio and he's gone, well, I'm not going to make your movie then.
Yeah, right.
Which, you know, from the guy who made Independence Day and 2012, I'd be happy to be working. Just getting any job. Yeah. I mean, I know he's making money, but he doesn't make great films.
Well,
Anonymous looks good.
Anonymous looks very good. That also opened. That opened ninth on the box office. You know, 378,000 is what it made in Australia. This is the Australian box office. Look, it's... I'm quite actually stunned. I didn't know he did Anonymous, I'll be honest. I'd seen his name and not made the full connection. I'm really excited to see Anonymous now, to see if actually, you know, it is a bunch of stink, or whether he now, because it's getting, you know, if it gets some critical acclaim, or if it's actually a good film, whether he can actually start going, well, I'm a good filmmaker now, folks. Pay attention.
Yeah, well, who knows?
2012. Yeesh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yikes. And another massive thing of news this week, it has nothing to do with film.
Yeah.
Has nothing really to do with games.
Yeah.
But did you see what happened with Adobe?
No.
A Okay, so as you know, Steve Jobs no longer with us. Yeah. And then for years there was this feud between Flash and Apple.
Yeah.
Well, now that Jobs is no longer there, Adobe's gone, yeah, it's cool. We'll give up now. We'll swing it across.
Really?
So I think it was a personal thing.
Just a little personal vendetta.
With Steve Jobs, now he's no longer there. They've gone, yeah, okay, we'll let Apple use Flash and whatever, and now off they go. So that opens it right up for the iPad, iPod, you know, iPhone users. In the near future, you're going to be able to be watching everything on the video stuff. Yeah, you'll be able to do that now. So there you go. So
that'd be exciting.
That's interesting news. Any more movie news for you?
Actually, I don't have much more new movie news at all. In fact, I have none.
There you
not
go.
At all. Every second roll of film is free.
I have movie news.
Yes.
I start pre-production on my new movie today.
Yes, you do. So yeah, it's a big day for you.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's time to start rocking and rolling on this next movie.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be... Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, oh yeah, very exciting.
Some very exciting times ahead with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get some good updates on that. But the official start date for you.
Today, the 11th, the 11th, the 11th.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting. I did want to just quickly talk about a little comics news before we wrap up.
Yep.
Marvel announced this week that they are going day and date digital with everything by March, which they'd more or less kind of announced anyway.
Sure.
It's just been an official announcement. One of the things that they're doing, one of the incentives that they're doing, it's a retailer incentive, not so great for the Australian market, but big in the US market, is that they are including free digital codes. So
yep.
if you buy a hard copy of the comic, you get a digital code so you can get a digital copy. Which is ridiculous that you can't. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, DC were launching theirs and they were charging $1 extra for the, you know, for the digital combo thing, which is kind of stupid. It's kind of dumb. For me, it raises this question for me about Marvel are going out of their way to try and support retailers in people shifting over to digital,
sure.
which I think is a pretty great thing. But... So there's a lot of, you know, the US market is okay. I'm wondering about Australian comic shops, because the thing is, I am starting to go more and more digital. And the fact of the matter is, I haven't had a chance to head into the comic shop for the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
And so I'm 3 weeks back on my hard copy comics, but I'm up to date completely on my digital. And I'm hitting that point of, well, when I get too busy to actually head into a store, I can get it digitally, so shouldn't I just move entirely digitally? I think this is going to happen with a lot of people, and I do wonder whether the Australian comic book market can survive, because the thing is, buying digital in Australia, as we've covered before, you're getting a huge discount just by getting it at US cover price.
Correct.
So
And I buy all mine digital.
Yeah.
So I don't even walk into a store anymore.
Which is the thing. I did want to, you know, pick up with you on this. You know, it's now, we're in the third month of the DC relaunch.
Yep.
Are you still getting a lot of digital comics? You still checking
absolutely,
them out?
Absolutely. I got to tell you, massive fail for Aquaman.
You're not enjoying
terrible.
It
terrible. It started off so well.
Yeah.
And it has just became horrible.
Yeah.
My favorite comic at the moment, I don't know, did we talk about this the other day?
Bionic Man?
Yeah, Bionic
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, we did.
I love that comic.
Yeah.
I think the guys are doing an amazing job on that. You know, some of the DC stuff, some of the Batman stuff is pretty good. The Nightwings.
Yeah.
Nightwing's pretty good.
Yep.
I'm enjoying that, but... The Flash is kind of a bit. It's okay. It's sort of,
yep.
There's a couple of books which are just sort of. They're neither there here or there. Aquaman really has become ridiculously stupid.
Yeah.
The first issue was great.
Yeah.
And from there on, it's like I'm not gonna even buy the third one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's done for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I'm barely touching Marvel at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm just over Marvel. I don't think their stories... Since they killed off Spider-Man,
yep.
they lost me.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm buying everything DC. And
well,
I used to be a massive Marvel man.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and this is something that I will say to you. Marvel did have a day-and-date digital that I picked up this week, which was Avenging Spider-Man, which I he's hitting the mic. Avenging Spider-Man, which I had written off. I'm not going to really be interested in it. It's kind of silly. Art by Joe Maduria, who was pretty big in the 90s. He did a comic called Battle Chasers. He did a huge run on X-Men. He just recently released an iPhone game called Age of Monsters, which is a rock, scissors, paper app kind of thing, which is kind of fun. written by a guy called Zeb Wells, who writes for Robot Chicken.
Yep.
It's actually a Marvel team-up book with Spider-Man, with Peter Parker Spider-Man. It's $3.99 cover price, so it's that kind of thing. But I read it and I really enjoyed it. It was like that breath of fresh air. It was like Marvel Comics like Marvel used to be. You know, the sort of Marvel Comics you read as a kid. I really enjoyed that book. So, I mean, if you don't mind dropping $3.99 on a book, on a digital book, check out Avenging Spider-Man. It's on the Comixology app, which, incidentally, Comixology app for, like, 4 weeks running has been the highest grossing app on the Apple iStore.
People are listening to our podcast.
They are.
They're listening to what we have to say, and off we go.
Yes, and speaking of our podcast, we're probably going to have to wrap it up now. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Game On TV podcast. If you would like to send us an email, you can send it to gameontv.oz@gmail.com. That's gameontv.oz@gmail.com. Until next week, I am Jason.
And I'm the Delta team from Modern Warfare 3.
We will see you online.
That was the Game On TV podcast on gameontv.com.au. We hope you had fun.